From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Roddy Nickpour. The Utah legislature passed a bill today to create a task force. It will study the high rates of missing and murdered Indigenous women in the state. Native Americans experience the highest rate of homicide of all races in Utah, according to the state's Department of Vital Records. But there's not a lot of information about why the rate is so high. Senator Luz Escamilla says the issue should be one of the state's top priorities.
This is happening here in our state, and not having enough data and information to create better public policy really limits our ability to take action.
That bill now heads to the governor's desk. People seeking abortions in Utah would have to get an ultrasound beforehand under a new bill. It passed in a Utah House of Representatives committee this morning by a vote of 6-5. The doctor performing the ultrasound would have to describe the images as well as the location of the fetus in the uterus. They would also have to make the heartbeat audible, although the patient could look away or ask the doctor to turn the volume of the heartbeat down or off. That bill now heads to the House floor. Utahns are at the ballot box today voting in Democratic and Republican presidential primaries. More than 420,000 people have already voted early and by mail so far in the election, according to the state's elections office. Results for many of those mail-in ballots will be released once the polls close tonight at 8. Voter turnout today, so far, is at 31.8%, and the state is close to surpassing its record turnout for a presidential primary. The 2008 primary holds the record at 32.4%. The Utah Shakespeare Festival will become a bit more British over the next few years. From our Southwest News Bureau, KVR's David Fox has more.
The Royal Academy of Dramatic Art, or RADA, is one of London's most prestigious training grounds for actors. Its alumni, who include Anthony Hopkins and Phoebe Waller-Bridge of the award-winning TV show Fleabag, have generated buzz everywhere from West End to Hollywood and now Southern Utah.
Southern Utah is an unlikely place for the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art to be engaged in a partnership. But then again, it isn't.
Executive producer Frank Mack says that's because the Utah Shakespeare Festival is one of the world's best. The Cedar City Festival unveiled a 5-year partnership with the Academy late last week. That means every festival through 2024 will include week-long performances from a RADA ensemble and feature one RADA student or graduate in the cast.
It really is sort of a new dimension for the festival.
And it's made possible by an anonymous donor. This year's festival will run from the end of June through Labor Day. David Fox, KUER News.
Spring is just around the corner, and that means many people in the region are gearing up to forage for wild mushrooms. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Nate Hedgie tells us there may be a new, easy way to tell whether those mushrooms are deadly.
Scientists at the U.S. Department of Agriculture recently announced the creation of a portable test strip. It quickly detects whether a mushroom you found under a dead log carries something called amatoxins. Candace Beaver is one of the researchers that developed the test.
The toxin can basically kill your liver, and it generally kills people in about 4 to 10 days if they cannot get treatment.
Amatoxins are found in some fungi, like death cap mushrooms, which were first introduced to the U.S. from Europe. Reports of death cap poisoning are rare in the Mountain West, but there have been cases in Colorado and Idaho. The test strips can also detect whether amatoxins are in urine from people and dogs. This means that doctors or veterinarians can rule out whether an upset stomach is the result of eating the wrong mushroom. The federal scientists are working with a partner to produce a commercially available kit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
This is KUER News. I'm Roddy Nickpour.